Hey everyone, welcome to Was That in Good Taste? My name is Chandler Phillips, and with me as always is our fateful bartender, mixologist, and mixmaster on the mics,
James Beery.
And we're a little pressed for time today, so we brought the bar to us. James is mixing a really fun cocktail, but before we get into what we're drinking, why we're drinking, and how we're drinking, we want to ask you to like, comment, and subscribe.
Ring that bell.
Ba-da-da-da-ding. Today we got a real fun episode because we're talking about holidays and how we can canonize the holidays. How does it gain significance in the social zeitgeist? You know, that's a fun word.
We're also going to answer the question of why do a holiday episode in the middle of July?
In the middle? We're kind of in a lull of holidays. If you think about it, like,
and isn't that why we did that Christmas in July episode a long time ago?
That is, there's like a right after the 4th of July, you don't get any holidays for a while, and it's kind of sad. That's why I was feeling a little down a few weeks ago, and I got a tattoo of it's a fun little nod to the episode of Gravity Falls. You ever heard of Gravity Falls?
I have.
Animated show on Disney XD. They had an episode about Summerween where they're in this fun little town of Gravity Falls.
This is cracking me up.
They had a Halloween in the summer. And that just seems like a fun time. Because, like, how do you get an entire town to celebrate Halloween twice in one year? You have it in the summer when everyone's having a good time.
That's actually pretty great.
I love the idea. And so they had a thing that they celebrated was jack-o'-melons, where they would carve little jack-o'-lanterns into a melon. And then I got that carved into me. I got a jack-o'-melon. Because usually the jack-o'-melons are the things that are getting carved. But in this case, I was the one getting carved with a jack-o'-melon.
You're broken.
Ain't that just the way it goes?
Something's wrong with you.
Was there any everything right with me? What? James, what are you concocting over here?
Well, this is something that you brought to my attention. I love trying new things, new cocktails. Mm-hmm. And this one is called the Corpse Reviver.
Number two. I'm not quite sure what the difference between a Corpse Reviver.
Because this is obviously better than number one.
I think the number one is with Kochi Americano, whereas this one is with Lillet Blanc.
So, super simple, right? You got the, hold on, no, before I do this, got the lemon juice in the bottle here. Nice.
Freshly squeezed.
Freshly bottled.
Freshly squeezed from the bottle.
There you go. Got the Cointreau here, which is the orange liqueur.
Are you going to throw that? Oh, I was hoping you were going to just chuck it behind you.
Sit it right there. We have the classy, the Seagram's, which people hate on. But as it says here in the back of the bottle,
it says,
since 1939, this Seagram's is artfully blended fine botanical essences from around the world to pristine natural gin.
It says an extra London dry gin. What makes it more London than the average London dry gin?
It's accent, governor.
Oh, cheerio. And then what do we have here, gov?
Some British person gets so mad.
Yeah, British people are always mad about things. Or they're just too polite to tell you that they're mad about things.
But this is like the real fun here.
This one.
De Lele Blanc, de le, is it Lelet? Is it Lele? Like, I'm American trying to put on an. Is it the Lele?
I don't know. Is it French? If it's French.
Oh, it's fucking. Lele es issu don cible assemble de. This wine is a subtle blend of rigorously selected wines, fruit macerations, and. Well, I mean, my French is not that good.
Oh, pardon my French.
It's in English right under it. So it's a French aperitif.
So maybe it is
wine.
Le Blanc.
What is an aperitif wine? Hit me real quick.
An aperitif wine is kind of similar to any sort of vermouth or anything in the vermouth family.
Something that you can drink straight, like.
It's like a fortified wine that is usually made from distilled. You have a distilled wine, and then you add you have another wine or some sort of fruit wine, and then you add the distillate to it to kind of just help keep off the stave off all the icky bad things in it, and it makes it a little bit more aperitivo than it is just its own cocktail, because it has that intense spirit behind it, but it's still kind of like, we tried this on its own. So
I was about to say, trying it on its own was its own whole thing. I think that I like it though, because I'm gonna be honest,
not bad.
I've used a splash of it twice in a pasta sauce.
In a pasta sauce?
Yes.
What kind of pasta sauce?
Like an arrabbiata.
What kind of noodle does that have?
Well, you can do whatever the fuck you want, but it would be a spaghetti.
Yeah, spaghetti.
Yeah, it'd be a spaghetti. Which is the way I like it the best, actually, because I feel like the way it's kind of like the sauce kind of cling to the noodles.
Yeah.
You know, get 2 ounces. That's the appropriate serving size. Do you have any more questions, chef?
So Lillette, what does it taste like to you?
Well, it tastes like sweetness. I don't know. It's been a while. I'll be honest, we didn't try it just now. I don't remember. Okay, leave me alone.
You have the thingy. Just go ahead and
know how it tastes. All right, can I get a... Fuck it, we're doing it today. Give me shot music. Let's go. Whoa, what is that? Is that peach?
Ooh, peach.
Nectarine.
It reminds me a lot of a New Zealand Sauv Blanc that's been sweetened to actually be a palatable Sauv Blanc. You hear that, Sauv Blanc? I'm coming for your gullet. I don't give a fuck.
Hold on. We're going a little long on this, but I'm curious. Taste it. Go ahead.
Oh, you want me to taste it now?
It's creamy. Wait,
can I get a little tasting music?
Wait, no. You want a little tasting music?
You're not going to give me a little mouth trumpet? Oh. Mmm. Delicioso.
It is. It's rich, isn't it?
That almost tastes like apple juice.
It does.
Or Welch's green grape juice.
So this corpse, right? Ooh, wow. Whoa.
Oh, yeah. So I decided to do
like a
corpse reviver, because it's kind of a loose tie-in to the fact that, you know, like, we celebrate Easter and stuff, and it's about Jesus, like, coming back. But then also, like, there's a bunch of reincarnation myths and a bunch of, like, revival myths and stuff that just kind of play into our general holiday vibe. So as just a loose tie-in to the holidays, corpse reviver. What goes into... Oh, so you got to the Lillette. And then don't forget the piece de resistance.
The absinthe wash.
The absinthe wash. In this case, it's an aromizer, where you aromatize. That's how you pronounce the word. You ever have those words that you look at and it you say it in your head always the wrong way? And when you say it out loud, you're like, I know that's not how that word is said. But it's still, for me, it's epitome.
Mm.
Always read it as epitome.
Yeah, but epitome.
It's the epitome.
Island.
Yep, that one gets me. So this is a fun cocktail. I enjoy it very much. Thoughts, feelings, opinions? What do you think?
Tastes like a lemon head.
Mm. It does have a very sweet candy. It's like candy.
I had to go back for it. I knew I threw it because
you spiked it too.
Yeah, like, I did. I think because this was in a bottle and not shaken.
Mm-hmm.
I want a little bit more of that tartness up front.
Yeah, like if it were fresh, you'd get a little bit of that,
but the sweetness rind. Also.
Yeah,
of the lemon.
I think this is a fun little summer cocktail. I think this would be a fun way to, you would have this. This would be good in a punch bowl at a cookout.
Or as a classy beverage.
A classy beverage.
In an upscale cocktail bar.
Oh. You
can do both. You can do both.
You can do both. Because this kind of plays with, and I feel like with the Lillette as like, it's sweet, it's fun, but you know what, Lillette? You're kind of interchangeable. Sorry, but not sorry. I could throw like any other kind of sweeter aperitivo thing in there and just kind of give it a little bit more definition, but I appreciate what you...
Like what you bring to the party.
I appreciate what you bring to the party, but like if your presence wasn't here, you wouldn't be missed because we would have someone on backup.
Well, that's been an awesome mini behind the bar in the middle of Was That in Good Taste?
Yeah. We just kind of did a quick diversion.
I love it though. Honestly, because
we're getting back to our roots, really.
We are though. I love that shit.
Before we had all the tasting tables,
the glamour.
When we were just, was that in good taste?
I was but a humble carpenter.
I was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
So I've been kind of wanting to get into this topic for a while because I initially wrote it out, honestly, during Passover. Because I had made a silly joke that I thought had a little bit more truth to it that I'd like to investigate, where I referred to Passover as analogous to... We already talked about how sometimes you read words different in your head than they actually are out loud.
Because who knows?
So we're just going to drop
who
that.
Who knows?
We're just going to leave it.
I'm sorry. It's analogous to
it's analogous.
I says analogous.
Uh-huh. Passover to Juneteenth, essentially a Jew-teenth, so to speak, because of the whole hey, you're free, psych, but also like it's there's a couple of
and also who wants to be free, right?
I mean, everyone wants to be free. That's what the whole holiday is about. And this was like the past 2 years have been the first years that have had like actual federally recognized Juneteenth. And I think that's a big deal. I mean, that just may be the white savior complex in me. That's like, you know what? We need to take a stand.
It's a great holiday, man. It's changed so many things. It's great.
Well, I mean, it eradicated racism.
I was just about to say that Juneteenth being a national holiday, racism, gone.
Gone.
Thanos snapped.
Done.
R.I.P. racism.
Actually, race relations have never been better on account of, is it just one day or is it two extra days?
It's one.
Is it just one?
Oh, yeah. It's two.
Because I heard some.
You already give them a whole month.
I heard some people were like, oh, I get Friday and Monday off for Juneteenth. And that's yeah.
It's because I think, like, at my job, too. I think on certain holidays, if they fall a certain way, you get the Friday off.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. Where it's just like, fuck it. No one's going to do shit on Friday anyway. But then it got me thinking about, it's interesting how we treat holidays and how holidays occupy our social consciousness as a way of like sanctifying time and space.
Oh, I 100%. It's crazy because, you know, I definitely consider myself to be irreligious, but like Christmas is a huge part of my year.
Yeah.
Right?
Things operate around Christmas has a gravity or gravitas.
But also has a gravity or gravitas to me.
To you personally.
Yes. Which is really kind of, I think, the key to the whole thing is that, like, you know, they get you with the marketing. But, like, once they build enough history.
Once you have a personal connection.
Once you have the personal connection.
But, like, the PR game for Christmas is off the charts.
Oh, it's, like, it's the best.
Like, the...
You get a day off in, like, the coldest part of the fucking year. Like, that's like, not even a... That's barely a pity, like...
But they make it, like, they do so much with... It's kind of hard to have a holiday where it's, like, you have to give people stuff. Whatever you think you want stuff, you have to give people stuff. But here's the thing. you also get stuff.
You also get stuff.
Fuck, that's a great PR. That's a great, like, just a trade. That's a promo. That's a good, the promotions.
The promo
for Christmas. I think only second, or not second. Christmas is number one. The number two, and it's actually kind of changed recently, Halloween. Halloween's PR department, they've gone like, they're
because you're in New York.
No.
Halloween is a big fucking deal here. It's fucking
weird. No, but
it's big
across the country, and here's why. Halloween is the AEW of Christmas's WWE.
Oh, I see that. I see that, because Halloween is like, it's scrappy.
It's the alternative. It's, you know, it's a little dark.
It's Samhain. It's Samhain. It's upon which the wheel of the year turns.
It's a bit more like gritty, you know.
It is, though. And chairs and shit and thumbtacks.
And like, you can get a little slutty on Christmas, but you got to keep it together because your grandma's there. On Halloween, you can get slutty.
Halloween, tits out.
You can get bead choker that says twisted steel and sex appeal slutty on Halloween.
Man, if only those existed. Oh, if only those existed.
What do you think is the next, the number three most popular holiday is?
Oh, man. All right. In America. We're doing our tier list, right?
We're doing our...
Obviously, Christmas is number one. We're going from top to bottom, right? How many are we doing? We're doing five? How many?
Yeah, let's do top five. I mean,
doing top five?
Yeah.
Okay, so we know what one is.
We know what one is. That's an obvious one.
So I'm going to go...
This is the number...
To five.
Oh, you're going from the bottom up.
Yes.
So now that
I did one, because obviously you know what it is.
Well, so do you agree that number two is Halloween?
This is why I'm saying,
ooh,
we got to go from the bottom, because for number five, there are a lot of holidays. Now, we're just talking about the nationally recognized ones.
Yes.
Martin Luther King Day. Number five. It's a top five, but it's at the bottom for a few reasons. It's been co-opted. It's lame. Nothing really happens at and or during it now.
Have you ever heard of a little thing called Toyotathon?
Oh, shit. Fuck, you're right. The fucking Toyotathon.
It's actually kind of interesting.
Martin Luther King would be so proud. I had a dream that one day all EVs, hybrids, and gas-powered vehicles would be treated equal.
Get equal, zero down, MSRP.
Fuck.
There's actually only 11 federally recognized holidays. We'll get into that after our top five list, because I'm curious if, like, the popularity, like, you got your pop holidays, the ones that get, like, the big traction, there's a thing. And then you got the ones that, like, the federal government is like, hey, remember, we're the government, and we say this is a holiday because government. So, you got number five, MLK Day.
Because remember,
sorry,
it's good.
MLKJ Day.
Because it's good.
Yeah.
Because it's good, but it's, you know, it's not as good as it could be.
And I see why it's over President's Day weekend.
Oh, 100%. Because President's Day is like the poor man's July 4th.
Here's the thing, though. As a youth, we would get 2 days for presidents. Or we'd get like half a week. And so it'd be like,
it is like a poor man's July 4th.
It
right?
is the poor man's July 4th. You are correct.
It's like July 4th, but like sparklers.
President's Day weekend is for people who, again, it's a car sales day. Oh, actually,
to go to Six Flags.
It's an appliance sales day.
Oh fuck, Sears on fucking President's Day.
President's Day blowout Holy for shit. Furniture and
PC
appliances.
PC Richard and Son. Yeah, man. Oh, yeah. Bob's Discount Furniture?
Bob's? You know he's blowing backs out.
You know that shit.
During President's Day
weekend.
Fuck,
man. Oh. Right.
Number four.
What's your number five?
My number five.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot. We're going to.
I'd say Valentine's Day is number five as far as popular. Like, this is just by what. This is what I. I'm going This is my Family Feud answers. Top five answers on the board. Most popular holidays throughout in America throughout the year.
Valentine's Day at five?
Valentine's Day, number five.
I get it. Which is why I think it's interesting, because that'll correlate with my number four being Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a sucker. I'm a sucker for love. My mother and I
have
always had this kind of like thing where like holidays are just an excuse for us to love each other and give each other gifts.
That's exactly what holidays are.
That's all they are. They're an excuse for us to show each other how
and that's what
we
I
care
mean.
About each other.
It's sanctifying time and space.
100%.
In a way that says I'm going to be present and I'm going to show that I'm present by caring for the people that are around me. And certain holidays...
Like I'm not just near you.
I'm not just near you.
I'm caring about you.
Exactly.
Which is one of the things I think when you see representations of families like that in like films and books and stuff like that, is like it's always tumultuous, right? Mm-hmm. Because people are expecting things from each other when like they really should just be like enjoying each other, like because it's like fucking made up.
But like then you kind of fall back on, come on, it's the holidays, give them a break. Like mm-hmm. like rules don't matter in this weird liminal holiday space. But
fuck, you're right.
Not all rules, but like
because it's like sacred ground. You're right. Like because once you enter into a holiday, right? Like Christmas Eve, not a holiday, but it is.
But it's the sanctity of Christmas extends into Christmas Eve.
Even people who listen again, not a theist, but like people who I know who are also like atheists and stuff, they're like anti-Christmas, right? And it's like. That's like just a buzzkill, bro. Like,
I'm not anti-Christmas. I'm anti-Christ. I am the anti-Christ, actually. Sorry, guys.
I am not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to say that as a person with your heritage, that probably might not. a person of your heritage might not want to say that.
No, when Christmas gets a little too heavy-handed with the consumerism, and then when that consumerism also gets kind of progressive bundled into Jesus, that's when Christmas starts to feel a little like.
But also, probably because you're fucking of the other tribe.
No, but I'm only half, so I get to do both, and it's like. When Coke and Pepsi are fighting, I don't want them to be mad at each other.
But Christmas was so fun, and I hated it because you had to like go to like the church on Christmas Eve, and you would do like the three wise men. But you would get to be one of the wise men, and it sucked because you had to like practice. But then after you did it, you felt accomplished, right? You know, because you participate in this like important. Extremely pagan ritual. I'm just saying, no idols. I'm about to fucking. Some people be real mad at me. I'm just saying. That seems real idolish to me, man.
You know what sounds really fucking weird?
I love it.
Having an actual baby play the baby Jesus in a nativity scene. That's fucking weird, dude.
The parents are so fucking excited. And you know what's so crazy?
Like, that's my baby.
The thing about churches that's fucking wild is like, okay, becoming a deacon is like fucking cutthroat, right? You know, because the path, and it's like you got to become deacon. Now you're a deacon, right? You want your fucking baby. Your wife, not because of you. You don't give a shit. Right, because this is obviously like a patriarchal, like stereotypical, like religious family.
Game of Thrones, like
you know what I mean. So like you want your wife to have what she wants.
She wants the world.
She wants her baby to be featured in this thing because it's important for her, but it's really important for you. And it's important for you, so it's important for her. So you want to do it for her.
That's true.
You know?
You want to make sure she can get it.
So you do anything.
You do anything.
Like maybe even, you know, little Timmy has a gluten, little celiac allergy. I guess you'll breathe on some bread. And
oh, no.
Breathe on another piece of bread that's gluten-free and it'll get the kid sick.
Maybe you were just watching the Tonya Harding movie.
I'm mad at people with gluten allergies right now.
You're mad at people with gluten like allergies? Sorry, that's...
I'm mad.
Should we make a holiday for people who don't have gluten intolerance.
I know, right? Like, you know what?
Why? Why? Tell us. Tell us why.
You know who has roommates? And one of the roommates sent a text message that said, oh, just make, you know, you can't really share utensils or whatever because I have a I'm celiac. Well, that's what they said. They said I have a gluten allergy. I'm just saying, anybody with celiac disease, I don't ever heard them be like, they have a gluten allergy, you know. So, you know, she was like, oh, yeah, you know. And then I looked it up. You cannot have a celiac effect from somebody eating gluten. They take it, lick it, give it to you. You're not getting no gluten. There's no gluten on the fork, man. So I'm mad. I'm just mad at this one person. So all people with celiac disease, all of you.
All of them. They're getting the smoke.
Every single one of you, it's your fault. You're the reason why my third, like, top holiday is July 4th.
Whoa.
I'm such a fucking weirdo. But here's the thing. I like the bang bang. Most people
You like that boom boom pow?
I love that boom boom pow. All
right.
Most people like fireworks. Most people do.
Fireworks are pretty dope.
And here's the thing is that, like, you know, you date people. I get it. I get it. It's so fucking rude.
So, okay.
Especially in a fucking city environment like we are now.
Uh-huh.
To be like, I was going to you know whose house, and I was like riding a bike in the street. And then there was like, they were fucking lighting fireworks in the middle of a fucking two-way street in the middle of Brooklyn, you know? Like,
oh, dude.
Like, don't do that. But like, well, my ex lived on Roosevelt Island,
fireworks.
And I could be there and I could see the fireworks outside of her fucking window. Like it was a private show for us.
That sounds so, so romantic.
You know what I'm saying? Or when I went on the roof in the Airbnb two blocks from here with my sister and we like watched, you know, and my ex at the time was like terrified of heights. So I helped her. We like held her so we could like look and you could see the fireworks from both over near the Brooklyn Bridge and in Coney Island simultaneously.
Oh, that sounds so cool.
You know, 4th of July is fucking awesome. Fuck American imperialism. But like,
but
you know,
Fourth of
red,
July
white, and blue
is exceptionally cool in New York because you can just go on top of a building and see so many things. It was cool in Las Vegas for the same reason. But you get into places like Sacramento.
Ugh.
And you got to go all the way to like a park to see a fireworks show. And it's not bad, but it's just like, it's kind of mid. And also, look, I love watching the fireworks. But the majority of my life, there was a subtle anxiety watching fireworks thinking, there's going to be a wildfire, right? Like, these are going to cause a fire. Like, there have been nothing but fires on TV.
Surprisingly,
this is good.
Fireworks technology, pretty cool.
It is pretty neat. But, like, the anxiety's there. Like, this is going to cause a fire.
I'll say this. 4th of July is different in New York for another reason also. It's because
the Statue of Liberty.
People are surprisingly... the word patriot is, like, fucking weird. I'm a patriotic person in some way. I like my house. I want my house to be good.
Are you proud to be an American?
But I'm not like...
Where at least you know you're free.
But I'm not like walking around being proud to be from the place that I'm from. And most people here aren't like that, I think. So like 4th of July isn't a holiday here about America. You know what I mean? It's a free day to have lots of fun.
It's Freedom Day.
And then have red, white, and blue.
Yeah, it's Freedom Day.
Let's
it's,
be free.
It's Freedom and Barbecues Day.
It's the day that we repelled the aliens.
But that's
it's
Independence Day,
it's
bitch.
Independence Day, bitch.
It's kind of, but that's what like all the, I guess, major summer federal holidays are. Mm-hmm. It's barbecue and hangout day. Because, like, that's what Memorial Day is. That's what Labor Day is.
And we all know from playing SimCity, and also City Skylines, you got to use the holidays.
You got to use a holiday.
You got to use them to quell the population.
So
that sounded so conspiracy theory. I didn't mean it like that,
but
way.
That is
but
like,
it's like social sciences.
Yeah, like you need to give your workforce a break. Like, people need to not work all the goddamn time.
If anything, you need more. You're saying.
In fact,
union strong.
I'm looking at this and I'm like, only 11 federal holidays? Only 11 days of the year are federally...
Yep, and then it's like, you're in New York, so we get a few more.
Dude, God bless the Jews.
Yo, here's the thing. In addition to, like, obviously not being anti-Semitic, like, I fucking love the Jews.
The fact that we don't have more Jewish holidays is kind of upsetting, because I came here and I'd, like, find out things are closed on, like, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the high holidays, Sukkot, and all that good stuff. Where I'm from, I don't even know when those holidays are. There is no advertisement for those holidays. And it's sad, but
I do not stand for anti-Semitism, obviously, because Jewish people are individuals, and also because they allow me to have like 3 extra days a year.
Exactly. You should be pro-Semitic because we give you days off.
I wonder.
That should be our new ad campaign. Support the Jews. Like, we'll give you days off.
Somebody's going to be in the comments. Well, actually, you're part of the Illuminati. Yeah. Because they're lizard people. It's like, well, it's like when I'm black, it's like, actually, you know what. And then under that is a Jew. And then under that's a lizard person.
And then the mole people, because they're under everything. They're subterranean.
Don't call the homeless that. If you're chronically online on Twitter, you get that.
Do you agree that number 2 most popular holiday?
Wait, what's your number? Because I did.
You did your 3 and 4.
I did my 3 and 4. Your 4 was Valentine's Day.
What's your 3? My 5 was Valentine's Day.
Oh, what's your 4?
My 4. So I kind of feel bad because I'm going to blow you out of the water with these two. It's obvious.
This motherfucker's gonna say some shit like Arbor Day.
No, it's New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve and Thanksgiving.
At 4 and 3, respectively.
Correct.
So New Year's Eve at 4.
Because Thanksgiving is, you are literally, it's, I mean, aside from the, like, the bullshit, like, historical, the historical fiction that goes along with Thanksgiving. Essentially, it's a fall harvest festival. And it's about cooking for your loved ones. And that's what Thanksgiving is to me. It's just taking some time to make a bountiful fall harvest feast for you and your loved ones.
And that's what my... God damn.
God damn.
Because I feel like I gotta take my fucking 3 now.
Because now you kind of feel a little foolish, huh?
Because I have to. You know why?
Because you fucking love Thanksgiving.
Because here's the thing, is that Thanksgiving's got to be 3, and 2 absolutely has to be New Year's Eve. And people would think it's the opposite.
Oh.
3's just become a lot of anxiety for me in the last few years. I don't know what's going on, but I think after the pandemic, I've just had like a lot of anxiety about Thanksgiving, you know, or it'd be like number 2. But New Year's Eve, there's like a few things. I call my mother every New Year's Eve. Wake her ass up before she'd be up. But then I just call her, wake her up, be like, you know, Happy New Year's. Because I remember in the year 2000, the millennium, like the fucking phones went out for like 2 minutes.
You had a Y2K?
You know, and we called my, it's just because everybody was using the phones.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because of Y2K.
And then I called my grandfather. And ever since then, like, we've like always been in touch. And it's like, for me, it's like very, very romantic, the idea, like being with your person on New Year's, like just being with them at the change of like a new thing. Like, and also because in New York, it's like one of the like 5 places in the world where it's like a grand super celebration.
It's true.
Of
honestly,
the New Year.
New York is the epicenter of a New Year's celebration. Honestly,
so we have a whole culture here. We have a whole culture.
It's because if you type out the majority of the letters in New York, you could still get a Google search recommendation that says New Year's. In fact, wait.
That's true.
Yeah.
Whoa. My mind is blown, man.
Because then it's 4 letters and 3 letters. New, Y.
And new year. The color of your energy.
Whoa. Blue is the color of your energy.
Fuck, I feel like New Year's in a lot of places, people are gonna be like, oh, what the fuck is that? But like,
no, people like, know what New Year's. Well, I
no,
mean,
no,
maybe
like,
in like
I'm gonna
not
tell you like stories.
Contacted civilizations.
My ex Rashida, who unfortunately passed away about a year and a half ago, we for like we dated for like 3 years, and then we would always go to Cortona Park. We would always go to the baseball field, and we didn't have cell phones. We didn't have watches. So we sat there, and we would know, because you would hear people like cheering.
Just as soon as the bells were ringing.
Yeah, you would hear that excitement at the time. You know what I mean? Like, there's a culture of New Year's here that's like weird, and I'm not trying to say it's not nowhere else. But I have a hard, like...
But it is around America, because I'll tell you, in all the other places I've lived, the reaction isn't as abrupt and overwhelming as it is here, because that's... Come on. But I will say...
I'm sharing here.
I do recognize it across the U.S. at least, where there is, like, a moment where there's a stillness, and then there's a, like... You hear just people in their houses blowing little buzzers and stuff and having a good time. I think the reason why these holidays for both of us have such a distinct place in our hearts is because there are designated activities of, like, you have an associated thing that helps consecrate that time and space. Like, there's a ritual that mm-hmm. goes along with it. And I think to kind of bring back to the outline of our episode, we have some newer holidays that have been federally recognized, but we don't really have a thing for them yet.
Like, oh, I mean, like,
how do we... Because that's how you kind of consecrate the holiday. That's how you say speak this for time yourself, and space. Yourself,
Matzah Man.
Is that a slur?
Shit. Oh, fuck. I think that Juneteenth is just joy. Because you've noticed when it comes to, like, especially like Black Americans, the expression mm-hmm. of their excitement is like joy, you know? And so, like, Juneteenth is going to be the party day for Black Americans. They're going to have their loudest joy. Because Black History Month was introduced by, like, the school systems and teachers to teach about these things. That's not really a celebration.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no celebration there. It's about education.
Well, it's kind of interesting because, like you were saying, Martin Luther King Jr. Day... Kind of was like that
I'm Black. Precursor. I gotta be number five. Okay, it has to be on there.
But it's there because for what it represents is Black empowerment. But it isn't just the pure joy.
Yeah, there's no joy in it. This is like is like weird because it's
almost like a Memorial Day for civil rights.
And by the way, Juneteenth has a little bit of that. Obviously, it has that in it. But from what I've seen, people are approaching it. And like you know, we have so many somber days, and so many sad stories, and all the movies about us and our history are just like fucking distressing and traumatizing for everybody of any race who watches them, you know. Mm-hmm. So like the day you're free is the day you're free, even if you know there's like some discussion because like obviously this actually took place in Texas, so like you know some people are like you know. They like they're cool with it being like a holiday, but they're like, I don't know how people feel about it. And I feel like the celebration of people, it's either like because obviously there are people being enslaved as recently as 2003. You know, people are being enslaved in this country every day in prisons and shit like that. You know, you have a day,
mm-hmm.
and it's like you get to celebrate it. For you and your family, and you know, so I'm not celebrating it for me, you know, it's for them if it's not for me because it's like pure, it's like a cultural togetherness and celebration of the freedom of all of our brothers and sisters.
It's a communal who are free. Thing.
I start preaching. Sorry, I got really into that shit for a second.
Now, I'm gonna give you a couple words of advice.
Love it.
On just. How I think you should celebrate Juneteenth. As a Jewish boy, telling you, how to celebrate Juneteenth, here's the first thing you should do Love different.
It. Oh, yeah, please.
Make it a week. Fucking use that. Use the bargaining chip.
It's a week now.
Look, Biden's in power. He'll be like, yeah, fuck it. Why not? A week.
Go no student loans. Yes, you get a week.
You get a week. You get a week. But like, I'm
not a real week. Like no. One of the days, you get one day off.
No, it's like it's a Passover week. So the entire week is short and you get like nothing's expected on Thursday. Monday's pretty much a takeoff day. Friday's a designated takeoff day.
Oh, of course.
Like that's Friday's the like you do not do shit.
And then Friday. You're not a poor, so you don't work on a weekend.
And you don't work on the weekend.
Because yeah. So, you're not a poor.
No, I'm saying federally. This is federal right. Oh. This is what if the
holiday is on a Friday, you know, if you're a poor, you don't get the weekend off. So then you would have to for some reason. So there you go. Unless you're a poor.
Service worker. Say it. Service worker.
that's what I forgot. I'm sorry.
And then I would say play into the guilt more. Really, really lean into the guilt of like just on the first in the first half of the week, you have a blowout. You have a big fun party. First part of the week, you know, like maybe the Sunday going into it, you have like some sort of just bash. You're having a good time. Middle of the week,
it'll be called Soul Food Sunday.
Yeah, I love it.
And then the tagline would be like. Just like grandmama used to make.
Love it. You love it. And so that, you carry that joy into Monday. Monday's good. Tuesday, you bring in the guilt.
Ooh.
Tuesday is the, this is how we suffered day.
Oh, it's the part of the ritual where that's when we have our parade. And part of the parade is always at the front. There's like an exaggeration of like self-flagellation.
Ooh.
where the people in the front paint the left hand white with the whip.
That's a good one.
And they like just like the Catholic sect, you know, and they like self-flagellate, you know, and the
because
fake blood
it represents, yeah.
You know, just really.
No, I'm saying like really.
Just like get in there.
I was kind of thinking
you do something that's
like a marathon or like not a marathon, but maybe like a Tour de France, but some sort of either foot race.
You got to race from plantation to plantation.
I was going to say
the Harriet Tubman Trail.
Underground Railroad.
Oh, my fucking
marathon
God.
Race.
And I can see all the fucking like. All the white CPAs, you know, they're like, yeah, I'm not a racist. Like, if I win, all the winnings are going to go to charity. Sorry, there's no
It's the
winnings.
Race against racism.
It's like, we're here to stop racism. So we are going to race. We're going to put our footsteps in the same place as Harriet Tubman when she freed those slaves.
I'm saying, really bring the hammer down on the guilt.
I love it.
Really make Whitey understand how they fucked up.
Yeah. And then put projections and shit on like the path. And then again, you need like a black person just like oh! You know, like Emmett Till, like yelling at them, like making them feel guilt for every bad thing that they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Also be really nice to have somebody like look into each guest. Kind of like the menu where like it's actually...
You will eat more than you deserve.
You know, you come.
But less than what you will want.
You just fucking come and it's like, oh, everything's like kind of catered to you. Everything's like kind of catered to you to fucking torture you, to 12 years of slave you. If I have to watch somebody be hanged for a minute and a half fucking in silence while like young black kids run in the background just like desensitized because people are just getting hung all the fucking time. I'm gonna just say, if I have to watch that, you gotta watch that.
So you know how they have Renaissance fairs? How long until we start having antebellum fairs?
I mean, real though, we kind of already do, but like it's like in the small, because it's not open yet. It's like that woman who
no, we
had
just
that,
call
that plantation
those
wedding.
Clan rallies.
Oh, fuck. Oh. Wait, no, I got it. I fucking nailed it. Oh, damn it. I always do that.
This just in. James nails
just
the drop.
Just in. I nailed the drop. Fuck me, man. Anyway. I love this here, the Indigenous People's Day one.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because,
I forget what I put for that one.
I'm like, fuck anything you said about it. One of the things about holidays is that there's like weird, because there are some, they're like, obviously it's like sanctified land, right? You know, like, you know what Christmas is, roughly, yeah. Right? It's a day off, you know, it snows.
Your Christian friends go to church, your Jewish friends get Chinese food.
You know, it's like a thing. Columbus Day is like a fucking holiday about nothing. And so they're going to...
It's a show about nothing. Here's the thing,
is they're going to replace it. Now, this is not... they're going to replace it with a holiday that's about nothing, because the Indigenous peoples, especially the ones that are alive, don't need a day.
They have their own holidays.
They need more, and they also have their own holidays.
Like, maybe we should recognize their holidays.
How about instead of replacing the made-up one that you did, you just fucking, like recognize one of theirs?
So, I don't think it should be Indigenous People's Day.
I feel like that's, like
I think
weird.
It should be, like, Colonialist Atonement Day. See, we Jews... have a day of atonement called Yom Kippur, where we fast and we think about how much of a bad boy we've been.
A lot of these religions have like you go to Mecca, or you pray a certain way, you do a certain thing, you're forgiven.
There's a day of atonement.
White people really need to have a day where like they can just like go around all year calling people like the hard R, but like that one day a year, you know. Well, like they pray five times. No, in the week up to it. In the week, you know, because you had to like buffer just in case God's watching.
Well, but that's the problem. They do have that, like with the whole Lent and like Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday. Like that's a thing, right? I don't.
What'd you call me?
I don't understand what Ash Wednesday and Lent and Mardi Gras and Fat and Easter. I don't understand how they all go together.
Of them, Lent is the easiest.
But they interweave. But I don't know when is the thing that you can't do the things. Lent is like for what, 3 months? It's an entire goddamn season.
Here's the thing. Okay, it's all fucking made up. But
everything's made up and the points don't matter.
But a lot of the religions, this is the shit I fucking love, just like stolen from like, it's like, oh man, your gods, oh, they're dead. They're not real gods. It's our God. But to make things easier for you, you can still celebrate your holiday. Say if it's our holiday, wink, wink.
Nudge, nudge.
You know, fucking motherfuckers out here are fucking, you know, Samhain, Beltane, fucking Imbolc, all the motherfucking like pagan holidays, just like, we're doing the thing. It's like, motherfucker, but I'm going to ask you a question. Even when was Jesus born, motherfucker? He wasn't born in fucking April.
But even like pagan holidays, as we know, like paganism now, even that's just like a fucking conglomeration of random ass other indigenous.
Paganism as a term is a blanket term to refer to any non-Abrahamic religion. Actually.
So
I love this shit. I'm here.
Indigenous People's Day should be a day.
Shout out to my... I'm just trying to imagine my homies, my Indigenous peoples, yeah, watching this, and I'm like, shout out to my homies for Indigenous People Day, and I just can't. I imagine them sitting there, like, and unfortunately, I live in New York, so I unfortunately don't know a lot of Indigenous people. Like, the closest is like commercials for that one TV show where they're like,
Res Dogs.
Not that one, but it's another one where it's like, it looks really cool, actually. It's like a reservation. It looks really cool. I don't have a hard time watching TV and shit. But, like, that's my closest reaction to Indigenous people.
It just shouts out to...
that aren't Taínos, because I live in New York, so I meet, like, a lot of Taínos. You know, but I don't know no fucking, like, this land, Indigenous people, okay? So I don't know. It just feels like... I don't know. I just feels like they probably would prefer money or reparations or like real support.
I mean,
you know, how about instead of stripping away all their fucking rights all the fucking time, you know, and be like, oh, this is your land. But actually, now that it's been like 50 years, it's not your land. Like, instead of giving them a fucking holiday, take care of these motherfuckers. They need the fucking thing. Like, well,
yeah, two clans
have casinos. Well, suck my dick. There's people, they're having an issue with people fucking vanishing. People just fucking vanishing, you know, like when they're getting, because people getting assaulted and shit. Like, obviously, they're a small community. They still need support. But of course, if you want to be by yourself, you don't deserve the support of your government, right? Like, fuck you. Here's a fucking holiday. Jesus Christ.
I think the holiday is more to make white people feel better about.
We used to celebrate Christopher Columbus when we were kids.
Here's the...
So now we celebrate.
Federal holidays aren't about minorities. Even if they're about minorities, federal holidays are to make white people feel comfortable about living with minorities.
And that's also hit the ones when it comes to veterans.
Yep.
Honestly, that's really there just to like placate you because your family members went somewhere to die for nothing.
And wait, no, that's not Veterans.
When I'm saying a Memorial Day, I'm saying about them, like those kind of holidays.
Yeah,
you know, it's about, you know, it's
that's
like,
that's the government. Well,
it's either you watch your friends die, or you're mourning somebody who died.
It is kind of whack that like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier is just one tomb. It's like, okay, government, you know how many people you sent over there. You don't know how many didn't come back. So you just make one tomb and you're like, that's for the scraps. That's
fuck.
That's what like these kinds of holidays are, where they're unguided holidays. And I think that's what kind of the fact that there isn't a designated way to sanctify the time and space of these holidays.
But that's because those are, I think, all of them are propaganda, but like those are pure like government propaganda, not either being bad or good, just being.
But like Thanksgiving is government propaganda too, and we have a thing to go along with that.
Yeah, but it's like a weird different kind of government propaganda, because like one is like, it's okay that you either went across the seas and suffered and lost a leg, or you watched your family members go overseas and die, versus like whitewashing something that happened a few hundred years ago and having a good meal with your close friends and family while you don't, like, I mean, it sucks, obviously, but you're not, like, fucking dancing. You're not, like, making racist Indian, you know, Native American fucking sounds while you're fucking, your food is not in the fucking cornucopia unless you're, like, a fucking weird.
But it's kind of a recent thing that we're not doing, like, the pilgrims and the natives. This is what happened when we landed in Plymouth Rock.
Just like I said, fucking Indian. Like, you know, like we spent our whole lives with that shit, right? You know, like who gives a fuck about that? As a matter of fact, we should move it one day out of respect for them.
We should move what to one day?
Thanksgiving should be moved one day.
To Friday?
And should just be called Yummy Yummy Food Day for friends and family.
I mean, that's kind of a bit of a mouthful, and just from a PR standpoint, I don't like it because, honestly, it's giving bottom, and
with that choker, you're definitely a tag.
And Thanksgiving is at the least averse, so, like, I'm trying to get Big Daddy dommed by a turkey.
My mother is what and I'm I saying. Have always had this name for Christmas. We don't call it that.
What do you call
it? We call it non-denominational gift day.
Oh, you guys are so PC.
I know.
Here, do you want this award for being the most PC?
We've been saying that since the mid-90s. We've been saying that so long that we've been saying it since, like, obviously, like, PC was, like, a big thing in, like, the mid-90s. But it was, like, before the war on Christmas was a thing.
You sound so fucking granola, dude.
I was like,
I'm Jewish, and I'm like, just fucking say Merry Christmas. Jesus Christ.
Hold on. First of all, I say Merry Christmas. First of all, I love saying Christmas. But I'm just saying that long before the war on Christmas was a thing, we were like, well, I think that this happens. I do sound granola. What happened to me? What happened to me? I used to be a gangster.
Here's the thing, though. There is a war on Christmas. I'm not going to deny there is a motherfucking war on Christmas.
And I'm waging it, motherfucker.
No, but Christmas goddamn started it. As soon as Black Friday became a thing, Christmas started some motherfucking beef with one of my favorite holidays about just eating until you cannot feel anymore. And then people are like, oh, we're going to go shopping at midnight. Fuck you.
Oh, and that shit. Oh, don't even get. I love. Can we talk about Neo holidays?
I do love Neo holidays.
You know, you got like fucking Black Friday. It's like
Cyber Monday.
Like Cyber Monday.
Prime Day.
Can I say all? By the way, you notice all the fucking Neo holidays are all like fucking consumerist capitalist like advertising fucking schemes. Like, and it also depends, by the way, if you're in the circle, because some people don't know about Prime Day. Lots of people don't know about Prime Day.
The broke bitches?
Motherfuckers don't know that, like, best. Like, people, some people think that Cyber Monday is like PC Richard and Son's thing because they went to PC Richard and Son's website and they, like, saw it. Oh, they don't know the truth.
So, I'm gonna side tangent real quick. What do you. I'm curious if you know what all the 11 federal holidays are.
No.
I'm going to tell them to you then.
Okay.
To just
Wait. Can I guess?
Yeah. So are all of our top fives.
Obviously.
Are in there.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Arbor Day?
No.
I can be honest. I said that for funs and giggles because it's not obviously there. Okay. So Easter. Because we neither of us had Easter.
No. Easter is not a federal holiday.
No, you're right, because it's also on a Sunday. So it wouldn't be a federal holiday because it's also on a Sunday.
Round one.
You ever noticed that they tend to only make the holidays if they move days of the week. They would not have one on Sunday. There's no purpose in having a holiday on a Sunday. People often do not work on Sundays.
That's true. I'm kind of surprised they don't make the Monday after Easter holiday, but right, also on, like
Columbus Day, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Is Halloween? That's interesting because I really don't think so.
No.
It's not, right?
Halloween is not on there.
I didn't really think so. Now I got to start thinking about the days. Fuck. Oh, I live in New York. I'm all fucked. I was about to say Yom Kippur, but that's. That's not right.
If the federal government recognized Yom Kippur.
Okay, I'm broken. You got to tell me.
All right. So we got.
You say them, and I'm going to tell you if I even knew it was a holiday, if I remembered it or whatever the fuck.
The original four holidays in 1870 were New Year's, Independence Day, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas.
Bristol fucking, of course, yeah.
And then added on to that, we have George Washington's birthday became a federal holiday, which later evolved into President's Day.
Suck my toe.
Memorial Day. That came following the...
And Veterans Day.
Or Memorial Day came after after the Civil War. Veterans Day came after the Korean War. And then we have Indigenous people. What is... The holiday formerly known as Columbus Day.
My Indigenous peoples hit me up and let me know what you want to be called. So I'm going to call it Indigenous Peoples Day for now.
Word. 1983, Ronald Reagan, of all people, signed in Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
I mean, it was either that or have the blacks come to his house and murder him. Not me. I wasn't there.
I wasn't going to do it, but... It's a dirty job. Someone's got to do it. And then, oh my goodness.
I'm trying to do my runway. I am not a cook.
No, that's Nixon, silly goose.
Oh, you're right. That is
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan's.
Hey.
Reaganomics.
Oh, whoa. It's almost like I'm George Bush, but from California. Whoa, oh, I'm Ronald.
Wow, I was the head of the SAG-AFTRA.
That is what he sounds like. What else do we have? There's now Juneteenth has become the 11th.
Blackie Day?
No.
God fucking damn it.
No.
I I'm sorry. I sometimes push the boundaries. And I'm sorry that you're offended.
I'm offended.
Let me pull out my guitar and play you an apology song.
While my guitar gently weeps.
Yeah.
Wait, Christmas, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Washington's birthday, Independence Day, Columbus Day, Veterans Day, Thanksgiving Day, Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, you would think it's more, huh?
And I said Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all of them.
You would think it's more.
You would think it's more. It's only 11 goddamn days? Oh, Labor Day. That's the that's the one that's the that added in 1894. You want to know why that one was added?
Why?
Because labor unions fought for our goddamn motherfucking bitch suck titting right.
It's fucking Scabberoonie over here.
To have that day off.
To have that day off. I love that.
Over half of Americans celebrate Labor Day as the unofficial end of summer, although roughly 40% of employers require some employees to work on the holiday, which is why we need to burn this motherfucking thing
gross.
Down.
Ew, give me 22, give me 64, give me 365, motherfucker.
Honestly, I don't think I've been more radicalized than realizing that there are only 11 days out of the year that
All the income inequality, systemic racism, bigotry, transphobia.
No, that didn't do it. That wasn't it. That was A-OK in my book. Listen, be racist, be homophobic, be a murderer, just be the worst person. But as soon as you start cutting into my time, that's where I draw the line.
The AI is going to get you.
God damn it. I'm going to get canceled by AI, aren't I?
Oh, you said canceled. Somebody out there is going to be like, oh. First, there's two types of people. One is going to be like, yeah, brother. Probably the worst. The other guy's going to be like, you guys should canceled. Or you must be a conservative. I don't know. Go outside. Make some friends. You're okay. You're okay, kid. You're okay. You're okay. You're okay.
Do you know that... This is just something I saw in my notes. Do you know that Indigenous Peoples Day in some places is also celebrated as Italian Heritage Day?
You know that fucking Martin Luther King Day is fucking Robert E. Lee Day in some places?
I did know that. And
fuckery.
That's some extreme fuckery.
Could you imagine being like, well, listen, actually what they said is it has to be a holiday.
We can call it
whatever we want.
But again, this ties it all back into, if we have a way to celebrate the holiday, we canonize it in our heads as this is what this holiday is for. And so if we want to have a holiday with legitimacy that isn't just some, like, the government said we have to give you this day off, so here you... But if we have, like, I cannot come into work, I am doing this because it is this holiday. That's what we need for some of the, like, Labor Day. I'm sorry, Mr. Bossman. I am unavailable to come into work on Labor Day on account of I am celebrating with my dearest friends and family by throwing a brick through the nearest corporate store.
I've decided and understood exactly what my holiday is. I'm reading the notes here.
Okay.
And so I've seen this.
I'm going to pitch you the question just so the listeners know, and you're already there.
I'm here ready. I'm ready.
So what would you, James Stephen Barry, make a federal holiday, and how would it be celebrated? That's part one of the question.
It would be called...
Yes.
Labor Day 2 with Coke and hookers.
Love it. I'm on board. And sign me the fuck up.
You're thinking to yourself, that's never going to pass that. Corporations are going to love it because they're going to get to force you to do something. They're going to be legally required... Oh, no, it's not day off of work. This is a mandatory day at work. Where corporations are required to educate you about unions and your rights in the workplace. Ooh. And make it like a half day. Like a legal half day. Like legally, the class itself has to be one that's pre-made, cannot be changed, and is only like 2 hours long. That's just like to kind of educate people what's going on, and then you get the rest of the day. And also, you know what? You get paid full time.
But do you trust the corporations to educate the people on the unions?
We'll penalize them severely.
Okay.
If they don't. People say, oh, well, that's censorship.
Do they have to hire a third party? Maybe a third party that's recommended by...
Because the thing, when you enter into the third party thing, right, and you enter into manipulation, right? Mm. I personally
mm-hmm.
will go to each and every institution.
And tell them how to unionize?
And tell them how to unionize. It'll take me a long... I'm like Santa Claus.
So it's Union Education Day.
Yeah, but it needs to have a cool name.
Do you actually have coke and hookers, though?
No. Really, 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 really. This is what you do. This is what you do. You ready, right?
I was on board.
Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
You're thinking, this sounds silly.
Yeah.
Got you. It's always on, like, the third or fourth Friday or something of, like, some month, right? Employers are required to pay you for the full day.
Wait, so Labor Day is in, what, September?
Yeah.
All right. So would you keep it in an autumnal month, or would you do it at the beginning of the year?
Pick any fucking one. Doesn't matter.
It's your holiday.
Pick, no, you know why I say that?
Uh-huh.
Pick whichever one. I don't know statistically whichever one's best for the...
Whichever one is statistically best
for the average worker to have a half day on a Friday and a full day on a Monday. Because the proposal for my holiday, which it's obviously working title, Labor Day 2, Electric Boogaloo with coke and hookers, obviously. But it would be that because you're required to be at work for 3 hours on Friday, you get a half day and Monday off.
Mid-October.
Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Then that way, even if you don't really want to listen, you get paid a full day.
You get paid a full day?
You barely get to work.
You just gotta hang out. And you learn how to dismantle the establishment.
It's going to hit somebody.
I do love that. I'm on board with it.
What would your holiday be?
What would my holiday be?
Oh, by the way, I didn't even say how we actually celebrate it, though. Because it's called Coke and Hookies for a reason.
That's what I was asking.
That's what the weekend's for. And the Monday.
The weekend's for the Coke.
Because that's why I said a half day.
So instead of just the Monday off, you get the half day and the Monday off.
And by the way, the whole thing is that in the presentation, it'll be like, in this half day, you get because people fought for your rights. And this Monday, you're getting for that as well. Yeah. It has to be, not. It's not going to be like
the
that.
Monday is because we already fought for the rights to get a Monday off.
This Friday is so that you can know what it's like to work. This is a real work. This is what a work day should be like.
A half day.
4 hours, that's it.
Shit.
I'm president. Vote for president.
I love it. You got my vote.
What would they call? What would my bad name be? Like in the opposition.
James Beery. They would call you.
Get your inner Trump going.
They would call you Shames.
Oh, Beery. Shames Beery.
Because he's full of shame. Or they'd call him James Beery. Because he has a podcast about drinking beer and he's a lush.
What would your holiday be? What would you call it? And how would you celebrate it, Chandler?
Okay, so I'm kind of proud of what I came up for this one. I think that you know who's an underrepresented, devoted group of America's backbone? The United Postal Service.
Oh.
And I think that so much of what has built this country was built on the back of the Pony Express, the United Postal Service. We got FedEx, we got UPS, we got DHL. We got all these mass shipping, mail, all these things that these people, these systems, these structures work tirelessly to make sure that we are able to correspond, communicate, and have this ability to grow beyond our potential.
And unfortunately, in the last couple of years, Amazon has entered into a contract with the USPS that has now started the USPS doing Sunday deliveries.
No post on Sundays.
So now you're getting 7 days.
7 days, full access, all mail, all the time.
People, they're working so hard for you in the rain, sleet.
They rain, the sleet, the snow, forward and onward.
So I should get a day off of work.
You should get a day off of work. They should get a day off of work. We all should get
a day. If it's truly equitable, they should get 2 days off. I'll take one. If you told me you get 1 day off if postal workers get 2 days off.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'd do it.
Done. And I need to double check how they would celebrate. Yeah. So it would be a day or 2 days, but it would be it would be kind of like a memorial or veterans or Labor Day kind of deal, but in designation for the United Postal Workers and just delivery service at all. And do you know what day it would be on?
What day?
It would be on the 11th day of May. You want to know why?
Why?
Because it's May 11th. May 11th. It's May 11th. Oh, thank you.
That's great. As we're coming to a clear end here.
Yeah.
Like, you see the where time goes, my chair goes. All right, my chair is like literally facing in the opposite direction. When did that happen? Tell me in the comments.
So as we come to a conclusion, as we're talking about holidays.
Lollipops. Spicy.
Oh, Jesus. if you personally had a holiday.
James Day?
James Day. How would people celebrate James Day?
James Day is your day.
My day or your day?
That's what the like tagline would be.
No,
it'd
but
be
that's,
on TV. No, but that's
but
just
that's
how,
the thing though. Like if you leave people to the people crave structure.
No.
You crave it. You want it.
No, it's like a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a partially consumerist thing, right? Because it starts with like, I guess I'm a saint or something, right? So it's like James Day is your day. And then like so the advertisers like they say, oh, so now you get like half off spa.
Oh, it's like, a treat yourself kind
yeah,
of
yeah,
day.
Yeah. So it's like instead of it being like you get electronics, it's you get 75% off of spas, and you get you know more discounts on things that are like, you know like healthcare and stuff like that, and like you know
like
cheaper
a free
vitamins
checkup or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like things obviously that make these companies money.
What would a car dealership do for James Day? Free heated seats in the passenger seats.
No. What it'll be is they'll enable the feature where if you forget to pay for your automatic driving, there's like an add-on so that it can remain on until you stop the car that time. Instead of just turning
Instead
it off,
of just turning it off, just like, all right, highway, well, good luck.
It's like your black box. You know, wouldn't it be really cool? I wish we lived corrupt society, like Demolition Man or some shit. No. You get a car with like a black box, and you're like, oh, it has a button on it where you can use it twice to delete anything like that's on it for that day.
That sounds pretty shit.
Just love that shit. You're thinking to yourself, man, what a tangent. How did that happen? Because James Day is your day.
Is your
right?
day.
Right? And then I'm going to have
if a you want to delete the evidence that might be incriminating. Do it on
I'm
James
gonna have
Day.
A lot of fanatics, right?
Yeah.
Who are purists, right?
Almost purge purists.
Yes, and they're like,
it's my day.
It's my day.
To bathe.
They ruined the holiday with the consumerism and the late.
Is this the purist saying that they've ruined the holiday?
Yeah, yeah. Because obviously, you know,
it's James
like
Day.
You're, like men getting their nails done because also like they're like,
oh yeah,
because they just like suck. Like, everything about them sucks. Yeah. You know, they're just like,
because not only are they sociopaths, but they're also kind of a bit homophobic.
100%.
They probably have a manifesto that sounds a lot like Tucker Carlson. Not saying that Tucker Carlson has a manifesto or that like he caused the reason.
But if he has a manifesto, don't be surprised.
Don't be surprised. And also Tucker Carlson.
James Day is your day. And then they'll be like running around being like, and then when they're murdering you, like, James Day is your day. James Day is your day.
James Day.
Then the police will like be fighting them down and stuff, you know? Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
What's your day?
My day would be Chandler Day. And a kind of funny thing about just my family is there are a handful of people who were born on like B-tier holidays. B-tier and below. Well, actually, no, that's not true. So my granddad was born on July 4th.
Oof.
His cousin.
It's like WWE, one of the big four.
One of the big fours. His cousin, born on New Year's Eve. My mama, born around where Memorial Day usually hits. Like, so it sometimes links up, but sometimes doesn't. And then me, I was born on April Fool's Day.
It is me. I was born on April Fool's Day. And some would say, that'd make me a fool.
That's me. Born on it. Sorry, I just
how record. How was there a pie in my face?
I record scratched over your punchline.
I love
sorry.
That. No, I love that.
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I got here. Well, I was born in April Fool. So it would be April 1st, and it would be like a do something instead of like pulling pranks on people. I don't like how April Fool's Day is about like mockery. In fact, I think it should be more about just appreciating the people that make you smile. So whether it's a loved one or just like a almost like a Valentine's Day thing where it's like, hey, you're a funny motherfucker. Thank you.
I like that.
And you just say thanks to the people that give you giggles. You have a good giggle day. It would be April 1st. Instead of being about like, ha, gotcha, you look stupid, April Fools. It'd be like, hey, you know when we were in a conversation the other day and you did that like Cornholio impression and I was laughing until I almost pissed myself? Thanks. I appreciate you.
What would your fanatics be like?
My fanatics would be they would do improv.
Oh, God, fuck. The worst.
Yeah. They, instead of doing a...
just like anywhere, uninvited.
Instead of doing like, yeah.
It'd just be like at your wedding, you're like...
It'd be like Christmas carols, but improv.
Like you're literally at your wedding and there's like a whole stage. It's like suddenly like, this looks like I paid for it. But so you let it happen. You're like really confused. Like, did I do this?
Man, wait a minute. I love the idea of like you get a knock on the door and there's three people there in like scarves and mittens and hats and stuff. And they're like, okay, give us an idea for a place you'd be. And you'd be like,
Portland, Oregon, Portland. Oh, I don't know that. I don't want to go there.
Just, oh no. Now I'm in the Bahamas.
Oh my God.
It would be such bad improv, but I would want people to celebrate by doing door-to-door Christmas carols, but instead of singing, they're just doing improv. And the appropriate way to respond is you hang out until you want them to leave, and then in order to get them to leave, you have to reward them with a soda pop.
Ooh, a little pop. What kind of pop?
Doesn't matter. It just has to be a carbonated beverage.
Something good, like Big Red or like...
It just has to be a carbonated beverage.
Like that champagne yellow cheer wine?
That works.
All right.
But if it's a flat drink, they still got to keep performing. If you give them juice, if you give them water, they got to keep going.
Oh, game over.
It's until you give them something carbonated that's when they can go on to the next house. And that is how you would celebrate Chandler Day on April 1st, year round.
I love that.
Should we wrap up?
Yeah.
I think that's a good wrap.
Oh, that's...
No, fuck it. Let's go.
Fuck it.
Thank you guys behind for joining
us. Behind the schmar, was that in good taste?
Behind the table of taste, we hit kind of everything that we wanted to talk about from the
corpse. Getting you amped up for the holidays.
For the holidays that aren't coming. Because the days don't come in and they don't stop coming.
Oh, I'm James Beery.
I've been Chandler Phillips. Remember to follow us on our various social medias. You can check me out on Chandler Does Jokes. And that's on Instagram and TikTok, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And then where can they find your content?
Well, you can find me where? Facebook.com/ Was That In Good Taste? Or you can always shoot us an email at wasthatagoodtaste@gmail.com. And I personally am on Instagram at The Art of Giving Up. I'm done with the Twitter, I guess. I don't know.
I just remembered something before we close out. Check out our social medias because we also recently got some super dope stickers in.
Oh.
And if you want to have some information on how to maybe get you a sticker,
if you want a sticker.
They were designed by my very good friend Will Mobley. Will Mobley.
I love how I completely stopped it. Gotta do the music again. Now it's really over.
Now it's for realsies.
The stickers are gonna be there. You should look at them. Buy them. Out.
They're pretty fun. They're pretty cool. They're good quality stickers. My friend designed them. He does tattooing at 12 Volt Tattoos in Chico, California. This is for Squilliam. Thanks for doing our design.
Yeah, seriously, if you want one, it'll be a few bucks. It'll hopefully be your free shipping. It should be fine.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Dude, I'm so excited for our next episode. But until then, what do we say? Drinking is not required.
But it is. To be like us right now? Recommended.
It is recommended.
But I gotta recommend it.